From Directions Magazine, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, February 18th. This weekly podcast gives you an inside edge on technology related to all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Denver, Colorado.
And this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
What are the barriers to starting a company in geospatial technology? Has the technology become so commoditized that the model for creating a new software solution or service is not as feasible as it once was? We'll tackle that and much more, but first a word from our sponsor.
Directions Magazine is pleased to invite you to the 2014 Location Intelligence Conference, May 19th through the 21st, at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. This is the 10th year of the event, which now includes the technology summits for users of Oracle Spatial, HERE, a Nokia business unit, and the Eclipse Foundation's Location Tech Working Group. This multi-track event is an excellent opportunity to network with colleagues on location analytics, open source technology, mobile location services, and geospatial big data. More information can be found at www.locationintelligence.net.
Adina, our discussion today was prompted by something I saw last week at the Esri Federal GIS Conference, where there was a specific area on the exhibit floor for startup companies. It was so designated by signage. I thought this was a bit unique, and I hadn't seen a specific area just for entrepreneurial endeavors before at any other conferences, and I was really happy to see it. One company, Geofedia, which I know you've covered in the past, was there, along with several others. One very singular podium was given to each of these companies, and they were just lined up in a row. I just thought it was very unique. But it got me thinking that we don't focus on the entrepreneurs in geospatial, and we might not have a very conducive atmosphere for entrepreneurship. Several years ago, I thought that the WARE 2.0 conference was a meeting for people just looking to pitch an idea to Google or Apple in hopes that they'd be acquired. And maybe there is still a demand for such a forum. And I mean, you can look at location-based services and see that that's focused so much on a business model based on advertising dollars. And while companies have released APIs to their technology, you get the feeling that if you try to build a solution on any one of those platforms, and I won't name names, that once an idea became successful, that the company with the API would begin to jump in and run with it, and the potential for the little guy gets squashed. You know, we can point to emerging adjacent technologies that maybe would support startups, and I'm thinking of sensor technology, which I think has enormous potential. Certainly with the launch of new remote sensing satellites, this might be an opportunity for a small company. I think that combining location-based social media, mining nuggets of consumer information that could support entrepreneurial ideas, but it all takes money. And I don't see that we nurture entrepreneurs in geo. I don't see forums for startups at major conferences. I don't see mentor-protege programs being developed. I don't see that we have a great grasp on angel investors that have supported startups, particularly those angels that might have identified geospatial technology for investment. And yet we have this tremendous coalescence of data, off-the-shelf technology for geoprocessing, and a growing thirst, at least in the mobile app world, for location-based information. But it looks to be harder than ever to start a business based on geo. And I think years ago, there was partnering and reseller programs that flourished, and that's dried up. And these small companies are hanging on by a thread, I think. I'm curious as to your ideas as you look at this as to, is there anything new under the sun for geo startups? And maybe some of the barriers that are being faced by these small companies and people who want to get a business off the ground.
Well, let me start with the question of, is there anything new? Let's face it, geospatial technology is far more mature than it was when we both became involved with it 20 plus years ago. And what that means is we are, by definition, building on the shoulders of giants. And now with the mobile platforms and the APIs and the cloud and software as a service and Amazon hosting, it doesn't take much to get a prototype up and running of whatever it is you're trying to do. But it all gets back to the what it is you're trying to do. So just this morning, as I was preparing for the podcast, I was looking at press releases of new announcements, right?
Right.
And let me just give you a feel for what's out there. Okay, so a new app that you put on your phone that alerts you when you go by a speed camera, right?
Right.
A new app that stores your medical information, but also has information to help you find the closest hospital that has catheterization lab. This is for cardiac patients. A new implementation of build your own maps on top of Google Maps, but we make it even easier kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like pick one from category one and one from category two and mix them together. So if you take geofencing and you take data about where Mexican food is, that's a new app, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you take big database of something and you merge it against something else, and no, there is nothing new happening. And it is so easy to start these kinds of companies with this, you know, fresh new kind of app that they're a dime a dozen. I think your suggestion that we don't do a good job mentoring these people or funding them or having a conference for them to tell their stories is maybe a bit misplaced here in 2014. And that's because, as I think you were going to ask, is it worth it to start a geospatial company versus a tech company?
Right.
And I think the answer is no, because now more than ever, spatial is even less special than it ever was. And what that means is that if you have an idea like this, you don't go out for VC funding. If you think it's going to work, what do? You go on Kickstarter and you try to convince people that this is something they want, and they all kick in their money and you build it or not, right? If it's a public kind of app, what do? Well, you go to a hackathon or you enter one of these contests where you're building on open data and you try to get your foot in the door that way. So the whole mechanism for the small guy is very different. And honestly, I like it much better because I think it knocks out a lot of those people a lot earlier in the process.
Yeah, so you're failing fast. You see some of the companies start up, they don't have a great idea, they fail or something goes on. But I wonder if it's possible to find that next level. All of these small applications that are being developed in mobile seem to be, for lack of a better word, bite-sized chunks of a business. And going to the next level, you know, getting to a 50-person firm, getting to a 100-person firm in geo, that doesn't seem to be the reality anymore. So there are no more pure GIS companies being started. I think your comment is well-placed.
And let's go back to Jack Levis from UPS. Mm-hmm. Right. What did he say? We used to be a trucking company that used technology. Now we're a technology company that just happens to use trucks.
Right. Right.
And that's Uber, right?
That's
a bunch
Uber
of with cars, and it's the technology makes them great. The bike sharing programs are a bunch of people with bikes with some technology that makes it work. Delivering food, same thing.
So the commoditization of geo is, I think, spurring a lot of different ideas out there, as we've seen certainly on the mobile platform. And so what you could draw from that is we might not even know all of the different entrepreneurs that are going on in geo, and maybe we just have too narrow a focus. So the classic tech startup of today will leverage this technology and that technology, and yet geo is one of them. And maybe we just don't have that broad vision into how many companies are utilizing it. I just think that commoditization has perhaps become something that we don't always have a great handle on, and just how many things are out there that are already using technology. And I think you identified some of those.
Right. And I think we also can't forget that every company that's significant in any way in our lives right now, and everything from Nest to Google to Apple to people who make our cars, they're all into geo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they deep enough into it yet? No, but they know they've got to be a part of it. So that, to me, says it's a commodity right there.
I think one example, and just in where I am, I've seen an entrepreneurial situation develop where area entrepreneurs had never coalesced around any particular idea before. But here in our town of Huntsville, just recently, there has been an adjunct professor at the local university, University of Alabama, Huntsville, that essentially was specifically tasked with doing nothing but gathering local entrepreneurs into a room and network. You may have an idea. You may be an angel investor, but that's an idea where we don't really have that in geo. And I would love to see more of these startups, companies coalesce at an event so that they could network with each other and leverage everybody's ideas. And the idea is to kind of leave your badge at the door. You're just there looking for ideas, or maybe you're there looking for money. But we don't really have a great handle on who are those angel investors that may be looking for good ideas, and Geo is the foundation of that startup.
Well, and again, I don't know. Does Geo need to have its own special place and its own special VCs?
I don't know, but I would say that we'd have enough visibility in geospatial technology, location intelligence, that in the broader investment community, I would say that we're more than on somebody's radar screen as far as a foundation technology. So what are those angel investors? What are those VCs that may be looking at this technology, and who are the bright people starting companies based on that?
I think that stuff is happening, whether we call it Geo or we separate it out as Geo.
Yeah.
All these events, like TechCrunch has the Crunchies, and all the different magazines have the, you know, come tout your great idea and we'll have a winner and maybe you'll get some funding. By the same token, now an awful lot of the money that's funding Geo projects is coming out of the foundations, National Geographic and from the Knight Foundation. And, you know, we're finding certainly in the public space is a lot of money being put into sort of government and outreach kinds of things.
Well, I asked a very specific question to Dave Sonnen, who writes reports for IDC. And I said, where would I go to find the latest hot commodity in geo? What would be the event that we might stumble upon a new idea? And I put out the idea, well, would I go to South by Southwest or some other conference like that? And there was really no good suggestion that came from Dave. And I've asked this of other people as well. So if we got away from the geospatial community, where would we go to find that? And I think that's a fair question. And I think we're not probably seeing everything that's already out there.
I think that's probably true. And let me go back to your comment about sort of having events where we pull all these kinds of entrepreneurial people together. I think those are happening. I don't think they're necessarily called what you might name one if you were going to host one there in Huntsville.
Right.
But I think a lot of this is happening at hackathons. That's where
right.
people get to know each other, see what everybody else is interested in, see what skills they have. There are VCs roaming in those halls, I understand. There's also a number of informal geo meetup groups. We've got one here in Boston. I know there's one in Denver. I know there's one in Norwich, where monthly-ish people just get together. Maybe there's a talk. Maybe there's lightning talks. Maybe we're just schmoozing. That's where those kind of things are happening.
Yeah, and I also noticed, I was looking through our recent press releases, and I see that the Ordnance Survey had launched this Developer Challenge 2014, a platform for budding entrepreneurs, as it says. I think that's a great activity for the OS to do. There again, they're opening up some of their data, and they need to expose the fact that they're willing to work with entrepreneurs.
Right, and for startup, you know, get in there, get your thing to win, get your name out there, and then if you want to go to a VC, you've already got this vote of confidence. Right? So in a sense, it's almost like in the past, if you had a high school diploma, you could get a job. Well, now you need a college degree. Well, if you were a VC in the past, you could just say, hey, I got this great idea, and somebody would invest. Now you got to jump through some more hoops. And those hoops are, you know, Kickstarter, one of these contests, a hackathon, whatever.
I would love to see more of this done. I don't know that we nurture our community as well as we should, but there are certainly opportunities out there.
Well, and let's see, because the big hot new greatness, right, is all in the remote sensing space, right?
Yeah, that's right.
We got Planet Labs and
Earthcast.
Right, and they're startup companies. They have funding. They're doing the same things, but better, stronger, faster.
And it's interesting that you point to the remote sensing community, because years ago, there was no way to get into that business without, you know, megabucks. Now, I know obviously that Skybox and Earthcast have funding, but probably didn't need as much money as we would have had 20, 30 years ago.
Right, and both due to the software technology space and what's possible in hardware. And they're just standing on the shoulders of giants, bringing those two things together. And let's watch it go.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. From us here at Directions Magazine, you have until February 20th. That's just 2 days away. To give us your abstracts for our Location Intelligence Conference. If you'd like to find out more information, go to locationintelligence.net. If you'd like to comment about today's podcast, you can write to us at editors@directionsmag.com. Post a comment where this podcast is posted on Directions Mag, or send us a tweet at Directions Mag. Thanks again for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.